Well, Psalm 23 this morning. In any conversation of great chapters in the Bible, Psalm 23 will always be mentioned. We have read it. We have loved it. We have requested it at special times in our lives. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A businessman walked into his doctor's office. The doctor recognized immediately his problem. It was stress. His blood pressure was up. He was irritable, disjointed in conversation. And he said, I can give you some medication to help you, but what you really need is to see a minister. You need peace in your soul. He went to Dr. Charles Allen, who pastors in Houston. Dr. Allen talked with the gentleman for a while. He said, I'm going to give you a prescription. Will you take it from a preacher? Yes, sir, I will. Take it 5 times a day when you get up, after breakfast, at noontime, before the evening meal, and when you go to bed. He said, I want you to read Psalm 23 and meditate upon it for at least 5 minutes each time, and then come back and see me later. After 3 weeks, the man came back absolutely transformed. No one questions the endearment this psalm has in our hearts to the soldier in battle looking for courage, to the brokenhearted at the fresh grave looking for comfort, to the lonely looking for love and acceptance, to the suffering looking for relief, to the jobless, to the depressed, to the inmate, to the prodigal. This psalm has brought peace and comfort to our souls. When life has you down, this is the place we instinctively go. I have been there, and I have some thoughts this morning. First of all, the demand of the psalm. The demand is this, that we be a sheep. You cannot have a shepherd unless you're willing to admit that you need to be a sheep. Let me tell you what that involves. First of all, a sheep does not have a good sense of direction. Be honest with yourself this morning as we go through this. A sheep, even in familiar territory, will become hopelessly lost, leave a place of safety, go to a place of danger. You must admit that you are not qualified to direct your life. You're not smart enough. You're not perceptive enough. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12 says, there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Second of all, a sheep is defenseless. Most animals have some sort of defense. Sharp claws. All you have to do is examine Tina's arm this morning. Our cats got after her and she has some marks on her arm from Barnabas, okay? Or maybe they have sharp teeth or speed or camouflage or strength. Not so with a sheep. They're not fast. They're awkward. They're not strong. They don't even have a growl. There's not one team that has a sheep for a mascot. None. The only protection for sheep is the shepherd. We must admit how weak and defenseless we really are. And sometimes that's hard for us to do. Third, sheep are easily frightened. They panic, they scatter, they run. If you've ever been around sheep, you see how quickly they get discombobulated and they just run different directions. So much of life is out of our control. Our health is out of our control. Weather is out of our control. People are out of our control. A sheep admits they need help and lots of it. Look at Psalm 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Fourth, sheep are by nature unclean. Some animals lick themselves. I guarantee you Molly does. They sit around. It's Al's cat. Sits around and Molly will sit and lick itself, lick its little paw, and then go like this and clean itself. Okay? Some animals scrape themselves. Some wash in a pool of water. Sheep stay dirty until the shepherd cleans them when they get sheared. We must admit that we all have a tendency to get dirty. In fact, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Fifth, a sheep cannot find food or water. They have no sense about that at all. They will eat gypweed as well as good grass. They will drink from a polluted stream as well as fresh water. Before we can have a shepherd, we must admit that we are sheep. Not flattering, but it is honest. We have a herd instinct to do what everyone else seems to do. Third, the design of the psalm is to make Jesus Christ your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The, not many, but one, Lord, which is implied ownership, is a clear statement of purpose. My, it's personal, shepherd, one that guides me. The rest of the psalm doesn't follow if you're not willing to make the Lord your shepherd. In verse 2, the Bible says, He takes you to green pastures, all kinds of pastures in life. Green pastures are best. Still waters, peace in a very perplexing world. He will restore you when you are absolutely wrung out. He will lead you in paths of righteousness. No one needs to fear death. Christ will be there. Heaven is yours for eternity, folks. What more could we want? But He will never be your shepherd until, first of all, He is your Savior. The Lord is my shepherd. The the Lord is only your shepherd when he is your Savior. You understand this. You don't go to heaven because you're good. And you don't go to hell because you're bad. You go to heaven because you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you go to hell because you reject Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's it, folks. And we need, when we come to that place in our life where the Holy Spirit is dealing with us about salvation, that we accept Christ as our personal Savior. After verse 1, none of it is our responsibility. It is all His. So what are you looking for this morning? Let me put it this way. Why in the world did you come to church today? Well, probably for green pastures, still waters, freedom from fear, freedom from want, guaranteed eternity. I'll tell you what, folks, that's what I want. That's what the world is looking for, and they can't find it. H.G. Wells, historian, he made this statement just before he died. I am 65 and lonely and have never found peace. Ralph Barton, who was a cartoonist, said, I am fed up with trying to invent devices to fill up the day. I've tried it all. It has not worked. They were looking for green pastures and still waters, but they never found it. Why couldn't they find it? Because they never made the Lord their shepherd. So what's the delight of the psalm? Here it is. I shall not want. It is a statement, a confidence and contentment. I mentioned this at Jim Graham's funeral. A little girl was learning the 23rd Psalm, and she kept saying it this way, the Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I want. Okay. We get up in the morning, and we begin to worry and struggle through the day. We worry about the economy, the future, the kids, payments, a bank account, retirement, health. Freedom from fear is the shepherd's responsibility. We are not to worry about anything. At a social event some years ago, an actor of great talent and success was asked to quote the 23rd Psalm. He had just finished making a religious picture, and Psalm 23 was part of it. He said, okay. And with great dignity and poise, with perfect diction and enunciation, he quoted the 23rd Psalm. Everyone stood and applauded. Another actor was there with a friend who had been a missionary for years. He had been faithful, and though his losses were great, God always gave him peace and strength. His friend asked him to quote the psalm as well. He began, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then tears began to flow down his cheeks. When he was finished, everyone was weeping. Someone asked the first actor, why the two responses? Here's what he said. I know the psalm. He knows the shepherd. So my question to you this morning is this. Do you know the shepherd? Don't live your life without the shepherd. He wants to guide you through your life. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we thank you so very much for your word. How wonderful it is to our soul. How wonderful the 23rd Psalm is to our soul. We can go back to some dark nights in our life, and this psalm helped us and comforted us and allowed us to go on because of its truth. Oh, David, thank you for writing this psalm. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for inspiring him and for writing it down so that 4,000 years later, we can read this psalm and it does so much for us. Dear Father, I ask that you might speak to hearts this morning, that each one of us, if there's someone here that does not know you as Lord and Savior, that they might be saved today. And then, dear Father, for those of us who at times in our life have read this psalm and it's made such a difference, Father, speak to our hearts and help us just to do what you would have us to do. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen.